Unit 2. My wife's family is great, especially her dad. We both like the same football team, so we often hang out watching the game together. Can't you see this is what's best for you, Lisa? Why do you have to be so stubborn? I just didn't think you'd make a big deal out of it, Clara. I see that very clearly now. Do you think I should talk to them? Maybe I can persuade them to give me my job back. Do you know what's going on with Matt? Really relaxed, actually. I've been in loads of performances before. You get used to it. Be sure to make a short list of your favourite recipe books. And don't forget to include it at the end of the article. Is everything all right? Oh, I'm so sorry about that. Leave it with me. I'll bring you another one straight away. In this series, we interview a teenager about their dream job and also someone who already works in the area. How much does the information match up? In our first article, we'll be looking at being a baker. Can you tell us a bit about yourselves and your plans for the future? What are the most important skills for a baker? How many hours a day does a baker have to work? How much of the baker's day is actually baking? Is baking a physical job? Do bakers ever suffer any serious injuries? What makes it all worth it? Yeah, it worked out so well. We're good together. Remember that summer job I really wanted? I didn't get it. Thanks, Zara. It's a big problem indeed. I read an article about it the other day. According to a university study, for every square kilometre of ocean, there are 13,000 pieces of plastic floating around. Well, we recycle our plastic, but that's about all we can do. I think it's very difficult to live without any plastic. First of all, I don't think that's possible. And I know your intentions are good, but big companies are unlikely to listen to a teenager, especially if it means their profits go down. I remember when we had that conversation on the beach years ago. I'm very glad you didn't listen to me. And now you're here, receiving an international award. You run an organisation with 80 researchers and have raised millions to clean the oceans. But I think what really made the difference was that you had scientific facts and experts to support your ideas. I'm really proud of you, son. You can learn a lot about the Romans by studying ancient ruins. Look at these two photos, for example. Wait, this can't be the right one. Oh yes, here it is. So, what do they tell us about the Romans? Please, could you work in your groups? Lucy, you'd better work with Caroline and Robert. Choose one of the photos. You should be able to guess quite a lot. You've got 5 minutes. Right, shall we start with your group, Chloe? What do you think? Thank you, Chloe. Very good points. In 2019, there were about 2.5 million homeschooled students in the US, and the figures continue to grow. It may be the fastest growing form of education in the US. Homeschooling has also been growing in India, Australia, and Canada, while it's not legal in other countries such as Germany, Brazil, and Turkey. It is interesting to look at the pros and cons of this practice. Hello, Mark. Everything okay? I'm in a bit of a hurry right now. Can this wait until tomorrow? Oh, and why is that? Well, no homework means that you will fall behind in my class. How are you going to catch up? I'm sorry to hear you're all stressed, Mark, but I'm not sure your request is reasonable at all. I'm an island caretaker. I started looking after a small island 3 miles off the coast of southeastern Brazil 15 years ago. It's a private island owned by an A-list celebrity, so I have to keep the exact location top secret. I'm paid to manage the island and do general repairs. I also prepare the house for the owners when they come and visit. Every day is different. Sometimes I'm really busy. If there's a storm, for example, there'll always be some damage to repair. Other days, there's not much to do at all. You have to be pretty practical in this job and good at solving problems. It can get a bit lonely, but you get used to it. I love being outdoors all the time. It's a job that certainly keeps you fit. If I could choose any job in the world, it'd be this one. My guest today is fashion blogger Tommy Gregg. Unless I'm mistaken, her blog Teen Style is one of the most popular among fashion-conscious teens. Her unusual style is very popular. Hello, Tommy. Thanks for joining us today. First, can you tell us all a little bit about what a fashion blogger does? And how did you get started? Your blogs soon became popular, didn't they? What attracts teens, especially to your blogs? What are your favourite shopping spots? Where do you think fashion is going in the future? Finally, one last question. If you weren't a fashion blogger, what job would you like to do? Good luck, Tommy, and come and chat to us again soon, won't you? I've just adopted a koala with WWF. You can do the same and help protect endangered species around the world. It's easy enough. Just go to their website. You can contact experts by email and ask them whatever you like about the animals you can adopt. Then you get a fact pack and regular updates on the work that's being done to protect your adopted animal. Here in New South Wales, koalas could be extinct by 2050 because more and more of their habitat is being destroyed by fires and house building. Another reason is that rising temperatures are causing changes to the eucalyptus leaves, which they get their food and water from. This means they have to abandon their trees to look farther away for other sources of food, and some of them get run over by cars. Their thick fur and skin also makes it difficult for them to deal with warmer temperatures. They need our help, so come on, let's all adopt one. Jerry, is climate change the biggest environmental crisis of our time? Some people say that summers are no hotter now than they were 50 years ago. And you'd like viewers to sign this letter, asking the government to take climate change more seriously. And so, we need to work together. If we act quickly, we might be able to reduce the causes of climate change. But we need to start now. We can't delay. No more hunting! Stop hunting elephants! Stop hunting now! No more hunting! Stop hunting elephants! Stop hunting now! Save our elephants! No more hunting! Stop hunting elephants! Stop hunting now! Save our elephants! No more hunting! Stop hunting elephants! Stop hunting now! Save our elephants! No more hunting! Stop hunting elephants! Stop hunting now! Save our elephants! We walked through a remote valley in the mountains. There was no village anywhere near us, and there was nothing there but an old temple. How about going to see the waterfall this morning? You shouldn't leave your travel documents in your room. You shouldn't go to Colombia in April. It's high season. Shall I call a hotel for you? Could I make a reservation for Friday evening, please? Hello, we're visiting the city for the day. Could you recommend the best places to visit? Have you got a map of the city centre, please? Thank you for your help. Goodbye. Oh, that sounds fantastic. I'd love to come. Thank you. I look forward to that. Absolutely. People always tell me what they think too. What do you normally do in your free time? Have you thought about joining a book club? You can discuss modern novels or classics with people who've got the same interests as you. Doing art can have very positive effects on your mental health, as it allows you to focus on the present moment. If you suffer from stress or feel unhappy, you could benefit from an art therapy course, because it's often easier to express your feelings through drawing, painting, and sculpting. A trained therapist can help you deal with any negative emotions. He was very rude to me indeed. He shouldn't have spoken to me like that. But I didn't get angry or upset. I didn't say a word. I just walked away. I read an article online about how yoga can improve a cyclist's skill on the bike. It's been an interesting journey, which you can read about in my new book. I'll explain how I manage to make people notice the important work I do. A few years ago, I was doing a course on treating common health problems, and I was reading a magazine article that said disabled people got much less exercise than other people. I was shocked. I mean, it made sense, but it just didn't feel fair to me. When disabled people were interviewed, they said the lack of accessible equipment and classes was the main reason they didn't exercise. This didn't surprise me, but it made me want to change things, and so I began to look at ways I could offer some more convenient fitness training. One of the key things to remember is that it's especially important for disabled people to stay physically active, because this increases their independence, which means they are able to look after themselves, connect with others, and lead full and active lives. However, having a disability can make working out even more challenging than usual. There are some common forms of exercise, such as running, which might not be possible, but I show my clients that they can use other methods to achieve an objective and get exactly the same results. We focus on what they can do, not what they can't, and choose exercises that suit their bodies and abilities. The sessions take place in the morning, afternoon, or early evening, and each session lasts 30 to 90 minutes. Of course, we always stop when necessary to drink some mineral water. My experience over the last couple of years has shown me that it's often a lack of confidence that gets in the way of my clients' fitness objectives. So I always set short-term goals that can be completed quickly, and this helps them to keep a healthy weight and notice the positive effects. I use weekly or monthly questionnaires to get feedback from my clients, and nearly everyone says that a varied workout and a progress chart keeps them burning those calories. What's more, everyone says they've felt they're able to communicate their feelings more openly as a result of my calm approach. Many of my clients have experienced the power of exercise to reduce pain. Now that's definitely food for thought, isn't it? As a result, I've seen how much more optimistic they are about their lives, and this makes me so proud of my work. If you want to find out more, my book is being published in May, and I'll be signing copies of it in bookshops all over Athens in June. Now, phoned, couch, tone. Now, phoned, couch, tone. Now, phoned, couch, tone. Hello, City Children's Centre. That's great. Could you tell me what skills you've got? Web design. Would it be possible for you to help with our website? I'll make a note of that. And can you tell me what hours you'd be available? Wonderful. Do you have any questions about our centre? This year we've got about 20 children aged from 4 to 8. They either have a physical disability or a learning difficulty. Yes, that sounds perfect. Would you mind sending me your CV, please? What do you mean, Mike? Why's that? What makes you think that? What makes you think that? It would be a pity if you stopped, Mike. Your clay pieces are very imaginative. I think you have the potential to do even better. Come to my office where we can talk about this a bit more. What's the matter, Gina? You seem really upset. You should complain to the social network site. It shouldn't be allowed. That's awful. It's so easy to steal information online these days. Absolutely. For example, this next invention made driving so much safer. Well, an American woman, Mary Anderson, was visiting New York in 1903 on a cold winter day. She noticed the driver opening his window to clean his windscreen, which was covered in snow. She realised that every time drivers opened their windows to do this, cold air would get inside the car. So, she designed a type of blade, similar to a long knife, that could clean car windows and could be controlled from inside the car. That's right. Well, unfortunately, car companies weren't interested in her invention, because they believed that the wipers could stop drivers concentrating on the road and so cause accidents. So do I. But poor Mary Anderson did not receive any money at all for her invention, even though those wipers became normal safety equipment on all cars later on. It's not very fair, is it? And neither were many other women inventors, I'm afraid. I'd love it. You'd have loads of fans who admire you and read about you in the society pages, and lots of money to buy fashionable things. Okay, that's more unfair, but I suppose I just wouldn't pay any attention to that. Look at this unbelievable story. It's hard work keeping yourself updated on all the news, isn't it? That's true. I enjoy reading about what's happening in various regions around the world. You're right about that. They hardly ever leave anything out. I understand how you feel, but we just want you to be safe. And here's Ms. Jude to talk about self-care. Danielle came to visit us last week. We haven't seen her for ages. Well, that's the point. Nothing. She spent the entire time on her phone and didn't even want to go out for a walk with us and the dog. My company only became successful after I made some changes. It was a risk, but sometimes it is worth taking a risk. I realised that if I advertised my small gadgets more frequently, I could sell them all over the world, and it worked like a dream. Before that, I'd only been selling stuff in my own country. Next year, I'll continue to offer the same products, and I'll be researching online systems that protect the consumer. Can you tell our viewers something about being a professional gamer, Pat? I'm not surprised to hear that. Sitting in a comfy chair all day and looking at a screen isn't great for the body. So how did it all start, Pat? What happened? What changed your mind? Go on. How did your family react to your decision to stop? I'm sure, step by step, you'll be able to gain experience in another field of work. Come back and talk to us again, won't you? No, there were five of us, which was awesome, but exhausting. I can admit that now, Sophia. To be honest, we didn't have enough time to look around the most famous places. It was so many years ago. I remember one night we had to sleep at a train station because the hotels were too expensive. The whole trip was great fun. We never planned ahead. We just lived from moment to moment. Nah, I think we should still learn to drive. To be honest, I don't think cars that drive themselves will be popular for long. Well, I wouldn't. I mean, if you lose control, who knows what might happen? What? In Greece? How many accidents were there? Impressive. But what about accidents? See, that's what scares me. Some people were hurt, weren't they? I'm still not convinced it's safe. What about hacking? There's a film about that, where city vehicles try to kill the main character. It's already happening. Cybercrime's all over the world. If criminals can hack into banking and government systems, there's nothing to stop them from hacking into the systems for driverless cars. Is there? Me too. Welcome, Madison. And thanks for coming. Okay, so we invited you here to talk about how journalists and reporters treat celebrities and the difficulties of your job in general. In what way? Yes, I wanted to ask you about that, Madison. Many celebrity journalists spread fake news or gossip. What's your opinion? Absolutely, Madison. Can you tell us a few more things about working for the press and what your job involves? I know the feeling. And sometimes, despite all your efforts, you're left with nothing at the end of the day, not even a caption.